I'm so alone. Nobody's waiting up all night sitting by the phone. Don't tell me I'm wrong, 'cause I know no one likes you when you're me. I know it's not true, but it could be so nice to just be someone else for a day. Someone having a good time, someone living the sweet life. You left me on red. I don't even care, I wish I cared. Feel like the undead, I just want to feel a heart that's beating. Want to care that someone's reading what my thoughts are for the day. Silly things I like to say.
Hey, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. It's Fun Drive at CITR, so we're going to play songs, and yeah. You want to say hi?
Hello. I'm Darren, and I'm going to be joining the show today.
Wow, thank you. Today's ep is D or D, Dork or Darren. It felt like on theme.
I agree.
Thank you so much. So it's like a series of like, which or which? You just heard I'm So Alone by Future Star, one of the singles off of their new album, When Will the DJ of Love Grant My One Request? Grant me my one request. It's coming out on February 14th. Which is Valentine's Day.
Wow.
I know. And the whole album's about being, or like wanting a partner, etc. But last year, on Valentine's Day, was the Fun Drive finale. Last year's Fun Drive finale.
Wow.
I know. And What's album now came out. And then on the 15th, and then also, the non-la album Not In Love came out. But because we had Redgate booked, they had to have their show on the 15th. And I felt kind of bad, but it was like two good shows in a row.
You know, DJ of Love.
Damn. Did not grant Dan his one request. But so, D or D, D and D, Dork or Darren. The question is, Dungeons or Dragons?
Dungeons.
Why?
Well, I think dragons, they can go anywhere, be anywhere, do anything. They've already seen it all. But dungeons, there's like the unknown. So there's like that element of exploration and curiosity that appeals to me.
Wow. That's like fully the wrong answer.
Why?
Because of exactly what you said. Dungeons are like, in my brain, like a dungeon is like a dank hole that someone's locked in.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I mean, I play a lot of video games. Dungeons, the exploration of them, that's part of the whole game.
That's really fair. In my brain, like, it's more like, that's really interesting that we come at it from two different media. Like, I'm like, in movies, you get locked in the dungeon, and you can't go anywhere. But yeah, and you're like, oh, in games, you, like, explore them.
Because it's like, in a video game, say you started out as, like, a dragon, and you can already, like, best every obstacle. Like, there's no finer challenge
to that. Spyro had nothing but challenges.
You got me there. I was never a PlayStation person, so Spyro.
I only ever played Spyro at my like daycare thing, and well, I didn't even play it. My twin played it, and they were like, they did not care about the narrative at all. They just flew around. They thought the game was that you just flew around, and they kept like running into dragons, and they would be like, "Hey, there's a dragon council meeting. Like, we gotta go." And they'd be like, "Cool."
No, I'm just gonna keep flying.
Yeah, and then we'd just like fly away. So they, I guess, have a different approach. But whatever. We're gonna move on.
Okay.
Next, we're gonna play Elastic featuring Prado by ZDBT. I have no idea who ZDBT is, but they work with Prado, who's amazing, so they're, like, good in my books, and the song is really fun. So, this is Elastic. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, and traditional land of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard Two Kids, one of the... What's an A-side? It's like kind of a single, right?
Because it was like... Yeah, A-side would be like the main song, and I think yeah. I think in the B-side's just whatever.
Yeah, like it was like people would send DJs... like, small, like, 7 inches. And the A side would have, like, the main singles. And then the B side would have the B sides.
But you know how Devourers does things. So it's 2 A-sides.
It's a double
no
A-side.
No Bs. It's all A's.
That's actually really cute. I like that he did that. But it's 2 Kids off of the, like, I guess EP 2 Kids Dick Disciple. Just before that, you heard _02, right? Or just 2?
Yeah, _02. That makes sense.
Thanks. By Redress out of Victoria off of their album Audionography. And then opened that set with Elastic by ZDBT featuring Prado and Slim Media Player. This is like an episode of D or D. Welcome to Fun Drive. This is Fun. It's Fun Drive at CHR. But we're just going to ask ourselves questions. So D or D, dicks or disciples? Can I go first?
Yeah, go for it.
Dicks, duh.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Right?
Yeah.
Dicks are dope. Dicks are kind of gross.
It's an obvious choice.
But, like, what are you going to do with a disciple?
Wow.
They're just like, wow, Jesus.
Yeah, right.
What are you going to talk about?
Yeah, I volunteered at summer camp. I mean, I think Dix is the obvious choice as well, but I think Devourers really knows what's up, because Dix is such the obvious answer. You become a Dick disciple.
You're a disciple to the Dick. Yeah.
Yes. So I think Devourers has answered that question for us.
Yeah, I agree. Devourers is going to be part of, there's like a Toast Collective performance extravaganza that's coming out, and of course Devourers is going to be in it. Also, yeah.
Future Star too.
Future Star, Green Teeth?
Green Teeth.
Who else?
All
solo acts, because it's a pandemic.
Yeah, who else was it? I forget.
Me too. But it seems like it's going to be dope. Very excited.
Keep your ears out.
We're going to play another song. This is I've Been Livin' by Liv. From Dallas, Texas. parenthesis, L-I-V, parenthesis, close parenthesis, period, E. I, like, don't know how else to say it. I'm, like, assuming it's Liv, because their name is Olivia. And then off of the album, Couldn't Wait to Tell You. So enjoy that on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Looking back, never made any sense. you do, fellow kids? Are you missing the excitement of a good local live punk show? Cheap beer, sweat, filthy washrooms, ringing ears, and mostly crowd surfing your pals? We'll pick up the new Ape War Needs 7-inch EP, Two Lil Shits, on Bandcamp at your fave local record shops or streaming in all the streamy places. You'll still miss all of that? But with a new bunch of tunes to put into your ear holes. Check them out at Ape War1 on Bandcamp.com or Needs Vancouver on Bandcamp.com. Hope to see y'all soon.
Red Cat Records is an amazing artist-owned and operated record store. Shop from their diverse online music collection and get free shipping within Vancouver and the Lower Mainland with the purchase of two or more LPs. If you would like to further support them through the evolving COVID-19 crisis, you can do so by buying a gift card to use at a later date. Visit www.redcat.ca for more information.
Welcome back to CATR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. You're listening to D or D with Dork and Darren. Thank you. You just heard No Mutuals by Fake Fruit, first single off of their album that's coming out. I have no idea what it's called, but something to look forward to.
It is something to look forward to very much.
Very much so. Out of Oakland.
Yes.
And then just for that was Partner with Donna Said, first single off of their new album, Come Down Different, out of San Francisco.
Yeah, some Bay Area coming out. Partner and Fake Fruit.
Yeah, there's. I guess that is like a that's like a bubbling moment.
It is bubbling. Mm-hmm. I think their album's coming out in like May or something this year. So that's something to look out for. Fake Fruit, hopefully sooner.
Yeah.
Because we've been waiting for ages.
And I'm gonna call out Fake Fruit right now. They took all their music off Bandcamp.
What?
I know.
What?
It was very frustrating. It was super annoying.
That is annoying.
I know.
But this Oakland lineup, they've been around for a while now. And they've even been coming up here. Like, I think this Oakland lineup came out to Vancouver in, like, 2018.
Yeah.
And we've still been waiting for this album, so I'm very much looking forward to it.
But they, I mean, I guess it makes sense in that, like, they were figuring out what the new lineup meant. Mm. And, like, what the new lineup sound was. Because they're originally a Vancouver band.
Hey? I believe so, yes.
Yeah. And then opened that set with Live out of Dallas, Texas, with I've Been Living, DRD, Dates or DMs.
Ooh. What Dates do you think? Or DMs. Well. Okay. Hey. I'm going to go with a different route here. So, with the song No Mutuals, I'm going to think, okay, when it comes to DMs, would you respond better with someone with mutuals or no mutuals?
With mutuals.
Okay, how about dating? Would you rather date someone that, like, everyone knows, or it'd be like, ooh, I've met someone new?
That's so funny. I was thinking about this the other day. Definitely who everyone knows, because that's how women stay safe.
You get the insider
info. You get the, like, I was talking to my friend earlier today, and they were talking about, like, their friend just started seeing someone who used to live with their ex-partner. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter. But their friend was like, can you tell me what you know about this person?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just, like, safety.
So, with the no mutuals, that's, like, a total sus moment.
Yeah, it's like, who do you think you are? It's like, who do you think you, like, because also at that point, it's like, do you, like, if we have never met at this point, like, do we have anything in common?
And sure as hell, don't DM me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, we just decoded Fake Fruit song.
But you never answered the question, dates or DMs?
Oh, dates.
Why?
Dates for sure. That's just what I look for more, so I'm not trying to just, like, have one night stands. I've tried that, and I don't like it that much.
Yeah. I feel like DMs is a lot of work. Yeah. I mean, I feel like dates and, like, dating is, like, that's, like, its whole realm of work. But, like, at least you kind of know where you stand.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, DMs, it's, like, you have to meet new people. That's so stressful.
And with dates, it's, like, at the very least, like, let's say, oh, two people agree to go on a date for, like, oh, dinner somewhere. If at least at the end of that, at the very least, you can walk away having a good meal.
Yeah, that's the bare minimum.
Well, you'll always walk away with something good.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that's very positive.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We're going to move on. Do you want to intro this one, or do you want me to do it?
Oh, I'll do it.
Okay.
Okay, so this song coming up, it's by a band called Submission Hold. They're one of my favorite Vancouver bands, and the song is Tuesday Evening at the Dinner Table.
On CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you. box white wine. Church music, summertime. My love's a landmine. Nine.
Sun from fishing line.
Brush ashes, images. Light on the screen like a mandrake. The phallic dream of symmetry. My black eyes are blind. I
blood and bleed sunshine.
Ink blots and fingerprints left on the leaves of the mandate. A fallen dream of ether speech. My mouth is a stop sign. Lies
like violent cries.
Sterilized it. Unlilting screams for melody. My healer's so kind. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Welcome back. If you left, if you didn't leave, welcome to D or D, a very special fun drive episode on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. It's fun drive, so we're asking people to donate money to the station to keep it happening, but we're just talking about music right now. It's Dork and Darren.
Me, Darren. Darren and Dork. Dork and Darren.
You just heard Draw Truth by Pinch Librarian. Just for that was REM, R-E-M, what would you say?
R-E-M.
R-E-M?
REM, same thing.
By Yep, off of their album Sport, EP Sport? Only four songs on it.
Yeah, EP, yeah, sure.
And then opened the set with Submission Hold, Tuesday Evening at the Dinner Table, off the album Sackcloth and Ashes, The Ostrich Dies on Monday. You love Yep.
I love Yep.
I know.
They're one of my favorite current bands.
And Submission Hold's one of your favorite...
Old Vancouver bands. They're from like the late 90s, early 2000s.
What do you love about them?
Submission Hold?
Yeah.
Actually, it's kind of the same reasons I like Yep. Like, their songs are very... I find them to be very, like, theatric. Like, I could almost envision this band playing, like... And you're watching, like, a play, almost.
Oh, cool.
It just kind of gives that vibe. I kind of... I get that vibe also from, like, you know, like, Queen.
With like, with Freddie Mercury?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like, with, like, Bohemian Rhapsody. I don't know. It's, like, I find both those bands kind of cover that.
Well, this song, Tuesday Evening at the Dinner Table, is super narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I feel like that's really interesting that you say that, and that, like, I agree that Yep is very theatrical, and, there's an element of theater to them, but, mm-hmm. like... Less so, I feel like Submission Hold and then also, I guess, like, Bohemian Rhapsody and stuff, like, that's, like, very, like, lyrically based. Like, the lyrics are used a lot to, like, create that narrative, whereas Yep, it's mainly...
They use their instruments to make the narrative.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. That's pretty interesting. And then Draw Truth, I just love Pinch Librarian.
Yeah.
I love Christine.
You love Christine. It's kind of, like... I'd call them... They're a little bit of a super group from Vancouver, I think.
A super group?
A super group, you know. You got Aaron, you got Oscar, you got Lena.
Yeah, and of course you got X-Teen.
And you got Christine. And they've all been in notable bands in Vancouver, so...
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer.
No freaking brainer. Mm-hmm. D or D, dancing or drawing?
Dancing.
Why?
Well, dancing takes a lot less effort.
I was gonna say I like dancing because I can't draw.
And I've always told myself, like, oh, I really like, I want to get into drawing and kind of doing like illustrations and like kind of like design type stuff. And so like, it's easy enough to say, oh, I'm gonna do that, but then you just never do, and I never have.
I admire like my little sister. Really loves drawing and illustration and stuff, mm-hmm. and she does it all the time. She practices. She's like very. I would say she's very technically good. I love you so much. I wouldn't say her content is dope.
Like conceptually, it's
I think it's like an interesting comparison in that, like, for the most part, like I do dancing for fun.
Yeah,
like I'm dancing almost like dancing is more of like a reactionary thing.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, drawing, I have to, like, sit down and be like, I'm gonna draw.
Definitely, definitely.
Which, like, I've never... I just, like, even as a kid, I wasn't like, wow, I love doing this. I loved coloring in the line. I loved coloring things in and, like, staying in the lines. That was my jam.
That's so much fun, staying in the lines.
I agree. You drew a border, etc. But I'm just, like, wasn't... I'm not, like, generative. I don't think I am generative in that way.
Mm.
Give me a spreadsheet.
You love spreadsheets.
But also, like, I love designing. Like, I love, like putting, like, gifts on stuff and, like, place... I love placement.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't have any... I have no interest in, like, illustration and stuff.
And gifts are basically dancing drawings, so...
Holy shit. Okay, we're gonna move on.
Let's do it.
Do you want to intro this one, too?
Okay, cool. So, this next song coming up, it's by a band called Scrivener from Olympia, Washington. They've been to Vancouver a few times... They're amazing. This song is called Ood to Hanky. Enjoy.
You think of my love like you have experienced love like mine before!
Before. At the count of three, imagine yourself in your ideal place of relaxation. One, two, three.
Spit in your ear.
Oh,
see. And this is IET.
Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again.
Sensation.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard Crisis by D.B. Rich off of their album Mad Crocodile out of Berlin. I found this band like maybe a little over a year ago. And I was just like on Bandcamp just like trying to find stuff to play for my show or just looking for stuff to play for my show. And I was like, oh, I love them.
D.B. Rich.
D.B. Rich.
Makes the cut.
They just put out a new album with like a label in. So check them out. And then just for that was Pedagogues with Champion Water off of their new album Library Punks. And then opened the set with Ood to Hanky by Scrivener out of Olympia, Washington.
Yes.
Off of the album A Signal. This is D or D, which is kind of like a loose concept, I would say.
Very loose, very loose.
Thank you. But we've reached the end of the show. It is Fun Drive at CITR right now, so we're asking people to donate money if you have it. So if you do, that'd be dope. If you don't, also dope.
D or D, donate or donate, or don't.
Donate or don't.
Boom.
Boom. Do you think you'll donate?
I already have.
Me too.
I've donated all my love into this show.
And we appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening. Have a good day, evening, etc.
Yes.
We're going to close with I Want to Go Home, I Want to Go to the Red Zone by Industrial Priest Overcoats off of their EP I Used to Pick Berries. So thanks for listening and enjoy.
Enjoy. Good night.